don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. What's up, guys? Welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Got some really exciting news. If you haven't heard, Lightning has an official mainnet release. It is a 0.4 beta for their node software, and there's some really awesome improvements for this one. This is the one from Lightning Labs, the LND client, and everybody has tweeted about it. It's huge. I'm so excited about this. I've been waiting for this for quite some time. And so I jumped up. I read a couple of articles about it, but honestly, the one that gives you the most information is just their blog post of the announcement itself. So that's the one we're going to hit today, announcing LND 0.4 beta. And this is just on their website at blog.lightning.engineering. It's at the top of the page. You can't miss it. So let's go ahead and get into it. Announcing our first Lightning mainnet release, LND 0.4 beta. Today, we at Lightning Labs are announcing the release of LND 0.4 beta. This release marks the fourth major release of LND and the first Lightning mainnet beta, an important milestone. With this release, LND has gained a considerable feature set, deeper cross-implementation compatibility, a new specialized wallet seed, comprehensive fault-tolerant logic, a multitude of bug fixes, and much more. This release is also the first release of LND that has an option to run on Bitcoin's mainnet, with the necessary safety, security, and fault-tolerance features required for real-world, real-money usage. Note that this release is intended for developers of future Lightning applications, LAPs, along with technical users and prospective routing node operators. In this early phase of Lightning, we're focused on providing the software infrastructure, such as LND, necessary to bootstrap the network and serve as a platform for future applications, services, and businesses. As this is the first mainnet release of LND, we recommend that users experiment with only small amounts. Hashtag Kreiflgang, Kreiflgang, Kreiflgang. If you're interested in installing and testing the LND 0.4 beta, please visit our release page. The maintainers of LND would like to thank all the dedicated testers and 60-plus contributors who have helped make this release possible. We believe that LND 0.4 beta is a big step in the development of the Lightning Network and will help make Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies simpler, faster, safer, and more ubiquitous. A few of the highlights. More details can be found in the release notes. Bitcoin Core support. Previous versions of LND required the use of BTCD. Now, users who prefer to run LND with Bitcoin D can do so using the instructions here. New seed format, deterministic keys. A new and improved key creation and recovery system makes it much easier to back up LND nodes and also makes recovery from data loss or corruption much simpler and more reliable. These improvements are also necessary for remote backup services, which will provide additional safety for Lightning users. Vastly improved fault tolerance. Safety and security of user funds is of the utmost importance, and a great deal of effort has gone into making LND secure and stable in the event of power failures, network failures, hardware failures, or other unexpected or adversarial conditions. Ensuring that necessary recovery information is stored at all times can be correctly reloaded upon restart and reconnection to the Lightning Network has been a major undertaking for 0.4 beta. Smarter pathfinding. Introduces an improved management for constructing payment routes. The system, dubbed Mission Control, incorporates feedback from previous payment attempts to update the view of the network in response to temporary bottlenecks or failures. Automated contract resolution. Sweeping funds back into a user's wallet is now handled by a concert of subsystems that together decide how and when to spend all output types generated by an operating channel. Making this process automated, fault-tolerant, and intelligent has demanded an immense amount of effort, but critical to the safety of funds managed by L&D. As an aside, you'll be happy to know that L&D batches transactions whenever possible. Winky face. SegWit only. L&D has removed support for now obsolete P2PKH addresses, favoring both native SegWit and P2SH. As a result, all transactions, even regular on-chain transactions, will benefit from lower fees and be healthier for the network. Routing node metrics. L&D now provides tools to track fees and payments at high volume, which is of particular interest to those operating transaction routing nodes. Tools such as these can be used to optimize revenue, throughput, and reliability. Let the gamification begin. Note: it is important to note that this release of L&D contains several breaking changes. In other words, any previous L&D mainnet usage is not compatible with the beta. As a result, users will either need to upgrade using a completely fresh installation or remove their existing channel.db database file after upgrading. As a courtesy, we recommend that users close out their prior channels, cooperatively if the peer is online, or force close otherwise, before upgrading. A new utility command in the command line interface, lncli close all channels, has been added to streamline this process. Beyond beta. L&D 0.4 beta is a huge accomplishment by many engineers, testers, and users around the world, but it's the very beginning for the Lightning Network. As users begin to experiment with Lightning and as the network begins to grow, we'll be working on a number of key infrastructure components that will contribute to the instant, user-friendly experience Lightning can bring to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Watchtowers and backups. In order to provide maximum safety for the funds of Lightning users, watchtowers will monitor the blockchain for invalid channel transactions. Typically, Lightning nodes need to be online in order to protect against these events. However, watchtowers relax this constraint by outsourcing the vigilance of nodes that may have intermittent connectivity, e.g. mobile phones. Even for nodes with adequate availability, watchtowers can serve as a secondary line of defense in the face of unplanned service outages. Atomic Multipath Payments, or AMP, allows large Lightning transactions to be divided into a series of small transactions as they're sent over the Lightning network, but in such a way that they're automatically joined back together. The user sees only the total amount of the transaction without needing to be aware that AMP is being used behind the scenes. AMPs also ease the mental burden of using channels, allowing a user to interpret their balance readily as simply the sum of their balance in the channels they own. This is made possible by the ability to send and receive an AMP-like payment over multiple channels at both source or sync. Desktop and mobile apps. L&D 0.4 beta is targeted at technical users, but we believe that Lightning apps that are simple and intuitive for non-technical users will be essential to the growth of the network. To that end, we'll be updating our Alpha Lightning app to be compatible with L&D 0.4 beta over the coming weeks, and we'll follow with mobile versions as well. Routing node tools and guides. More advanced Lightning users may want to support the network while earning fees with their Bitcoin by running routing nodes. New tools and additions to L&D will help routing node operators optimize revenue, maximize uptime, and manage capital. A robust routing network is essential to the speed and privacy of Lightning, and will be working with the community to facilitate the growth of the network. Next Generation Autopilot and Mission Control. Currently, L&D uses relatively simple heuristics for autopilot, peer finding, and mission control, routing. These will be further optimized to provide a more reliable, faster user experience. Cross-chain atomic swaps. Swaps enable instant trustless exchange of assets residing on separate blockchains, such as Bitcoin and Litecoin, without introducing the systemic risk introduced by custodial exchanges. Users will have access to more liquid network of Lightning-enabled exchanges and be prepared for the coming of decentralized exchange infrastructures. And that will conclude our announcement on the Lightning blog. This is a huge development. I'm so excited about this. I've been playing around with Zap for, about a month on the testnet. And it has just been a ton of fun. I have not yet used the actual L&D client. I have not installed that one yet. So I've been really excited and kind of waiting on the edge of my seat for the next major release. And I was not expecting it to be a mainnet beta. So that's very, very exciting to hear. I still thought we were a couple of months away at least before we saw this hit a mainnet beta. So I'm very excited to play around with this, and hopefully we'll have more content to read about it going forward. I encourage you, if you are a technical user and you like this kind of stuff, please download it, play around with it. You're going to have a blast. It's just that cool. And that should do it for our crypto economy quick read. Don't forget to follow at Lightning. The guys, they've been doing awesome work, and they always have great updates and links to more information to read about what's going on. And obviously, the development is coming fast and hard, and there's lots of exciting stuff. So don't forget to follow them. Follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy. And my podcast is on Podbean, and I'm still waiting for the review for iTunes. So hopefully we'll be out on that platform as well very soon. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch y'all next time. This has been a Crypto Economy Quick Read. Take it easy.